Will you be standing and join with me in the call to worship? Silent night, holy night.
Behold the wonder, born in light.
Born a child, yet a king.
A promise fulfilled, the angels sing.
Sing of love, sing of life. The Prince of Peace shall end all strife.
The G family will come forward and light the Advent candle, the Christ candle.
I'll be reading to you from Luke 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our steadfast hope of our personal salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope in life when we find ourselves facing a world of despair. Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in a congregational prayer. It's located in your bulletin. Almighty Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. May we honor his giving our lives in the fullness of hope, peace, joy, and love. That is doing in others the difference having Christ in our lives makes for all us who know him. Sorry. Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect Lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you
the children would come forward now and let me have a moment with them. It's so good to see you. Merry Christmas to you. I want to visit with you for just a little bit. Good, good. We have some more coming? Great. So this night is what? Christmas
Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Tomorrow's Christmas Day.
It is Christmas Day tomorrow.
And then we can have the presents.
That's true. That's very, very true. Hello, I'm so glad you came forward. So this is also the birthday of someone. Tomorrow's birthday is
Jesus'
birthday. That's right. So we know that his mother Mary had Jesus, and he was a wonderful, beautiful baby. But you know what babies do sometimes in the middle of the night? They do cry. And tonight we're going to be talking about the sound of a baby's cry. What are some things that you can kind of calm down or quiet a baby with? Yeah, just tell it to calm down. We also had answers of change the diaper and to give a bottle. Those are all excellent, excellent answers. Anybody else have an idea?
Sing to it.
Sing to it. That's a wonderful idea, Jackson. You know, I'm kind of thinking that maybe Mary did that when Jesus, as any normal baby does, from time to time cried. And I know that she had a soothing thing about her, a soothing way. So I think that it's important to think that Jesus and God and Mary and Joseph were a very special family, and they actually had things go on in their lives just like all families do, just as babies cry in the middle of the night. You do have a new baby brother. That's exactly right. So I know that you're an expert at helping him kind of quiet down. Well, before we, let's have a prayer, and then following the prayer, I've got a little something for you. Let's pray. Most gracious God, perhaps one of the most sacred sounds of Christmas is remembering the sound the baby, the Son of God, made on that night so long ago. We thank you for these children. We thank you for the many ways they bless us. And we pray, dear God, that as we wake up in the morning and open presents, that we will open the greatest present of all, Jesus Christ, as Lord of our lives, holding him, comforting him, and thanking Jesus for the many ways he comforts us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So one of the things that you also might comfort a baby with is a little teddy bear. So I've got those to give to you this evening. Let's do that together. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
How wonderful. Would you join me by bowing your heads as we go to God in prayer? Most merciful and loving God, you are indeed the light of the world. Your light causes any and every darkness to flee. In you we are blessed. In you we find peace. In you we find joy. In you we find hope. In you we find love. And in you we find the miracle that is the virgin birth. We are in awe with the depths you will go to show your love for us. We see vividly how much you care and seek for us to be redeemed with the birth of your Son, Jesus, into this world. You, O God, coming to earth and living human, knowing sadness, anger, joy, laughter, life, and death. This night we honor and cherish you being born as one of us. You were not born off in a royal palace where the finest linens kept you safe and warm, but in a manger, poor, in the lowliest of places. Holy God, may this night not leave our souls. May we cherish your birth into this world always. May we gain strength in the nights we feel weak. May we feel your presence when we feel alone in this world. O come, Emmanuel. We have been singing this song during Advent. We have prepared our hearts and minds for you being born. God, you most certainly are present with us in your Son, Jesus Christ, here and now and forevermore. May we go out and share this news not only from our lips, but by our actions. For the birth of Jesus changes everything. It changes how we should live, how we should treat others, how we should be in relationship with neighbors and strangers. May your light always guide us through every journey in our lives. And may we always remember to thank you and give you the glory in all you've done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a take our sins away. Our eyes was blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you was. Long time ago was born in a manger low, sweet little Jesus born. The world treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too, but that's how things is down here. How we is a trying, Master, you done showed us how, even when you's dying. Just seem like we can do right, look how we treated you, but please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't know 'twas you. Sweet little Jesus boy, born long time ago.
Let us be standing as we turn in our hymnals to hymn 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
This evening, it's my privilege and joy to share with you from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. May the people of God be blessed in this reading and hearing of God's holy word, as we find in the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And this was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas. Thank you. This Advent season, we've explored the wonderful sounds of Christmas. We've looked at the beating of the drum, as we think about the beating of God's love in our hearts through the course of our lives. And then we looked at the idea of the brush of angels' wings, being thankful for those ministering spirits which God provides for us, especially in our time of need. And then we looked at the carols of Christmas, those beloved songs that lend warmth and comfort to us, especially this time of year. Tonight we look at the hush of a baby's cry. This is the night we have longed for. As I could hear from the children just a moment ago, they're waiting with such excitement and anticipation for the morning, for the gifts that come. Families have gathered together after being apart for a long time or perhaps following a difficult travel. And then churches' Advent seasons, and their services are drawing to a close this evening. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. So as another family so long ago also shared in these things, travel, excitement, and drawing to a close of one journey and just beginning another. Travel back in time with me that cold winter night. The little family was traveling slowly over the dusty roads, and they were passing small village after small village. And they were on their way to Bethlehem, where they were to gather for the annual census. You can see Mary, can't you? Bent over just slightly, being carried into the dark of night, trying to be brave. But everything inside of her just longed to stop and rest. Picture Joseph and all that must have been racing through his mind, assuring her that it was just a little bit longer, Mary, just a little bit longer. And he would be sure to do everything in his power to keep her safe and to find a comfortable place in which she could bear her child, protected from the wind and the night air. And yet everything in every fiber of his being told him he was being optimistic. But he had to be calm. He had to be calm for Mary. Even though inside, despite the angel's message, he felt overwhelmed. But he owed it to God also to be calm. God had entrusted Mary, not only to be his wife, but God had entrusted Joseph also to be a part of raising God's own son. Knowing how much God trusted Joseph somehow gave him the confidence to move forward, strengthened him in a manner in which he needed strengthened. Well, they arrived. The streets were crowded. Could it be that everyone decided to go to Bethlehem at the exact same moment? Because that's how it felt. And there they were. The inns were full. people everywhere, and they were both feeling a kind of sunken feeling in their heart of despair. You felt that before in some situation. But compassion was not dead. No. A stable had been offered and Joseph grabbed it, so it wasn't the prettiest place to bear the Son of God. So it was a bit dark. No problem. God was about to provide what the shepherds would attest to be the glory of the Lord. And they would see a light like they had never seen before, nor ever would see again. And so it was a bit smelly, but there was some straw that would make do for a bed. And the night air, there were swaddling cloths to wrap the baby in. Yes, Joseph had prepared for the journey and was dealing with the issues as they came to him, because that was the character of Joseph, don't you see? That is why he was chosen to be the one to work with Mary in raising the Son of God. And suddenly, penetrating through the quiet of the night, you could hear the sound of a baby's cry. Jesus Christ, the promised Son of God, had been born. His destiny would be understood as you translate the name Jesus, which means God saves. And Jesus would spend his entire life doing just that. Jesus would save a man named Joseph, giving him the greatest honor to be a part of parenting him as he grew from a baby to a man. And Joseph would be saved knowing that Mary was giving birth to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The same God who created the world would have no problem whatsoever in creating the only sinless, perfect human being that would ever live. And Jesus would save Mary. He would save Mary from a life of perhaps mundane existence to a life so enriched, so honored, that she would have a part of nurturing and teaching as only a mother can do, God's only son. Jesus would save the religious establishment, showing them time and time again that real faith is not the equivalent of religion. Jesus would save the sick. Jesus would save the poor. Jesus would save the sinner by cleansing sin from their heart. He would be born, live, teach, die, and rise again to new life to save you and me. That cry that night was such a holy cry. Mary would hear that night a cry that would just be the first among many that she would hear. For she would hear Jesus squeal with a cry of delight as she would watch him play with other children in the village grounds. And she would watch with pride as she heard cries of awe and astonishment from adults who would hear her very young son teach in the temple. She would hear her own cries of helplessness as he would go and encounter opportunity after opportunity to share with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the born Savior and Messiah to them would be, and change everything that they had ever thought, challenge every truth that they ever held dear, help them see what real truth was and is. And she would cry, feeling helpless, when she would go and say, "Come on home, son," because of the hatred he was encountering. And then she would hear cries meld so much together with her own on that day at Calvary. He would cry to God to help him through his anguish, and his final cry of triumph, "It is finished," was a cry of victory. Declared that no longer would evil rule this world, and as hard as anyone tries today, my friends, evil will never rule this world. Our Lord Jesus, you see, is alive. Our Lord Jesus is present even in this room. And God's got an army of angels active and present. So you see, the hush of a baby's cry that night was only the beginning of the circle of life. Our lives, too, began with a spank on the bottom and a cry from our mouths. And it's as if we're saying, "Here I am." And our cries continue as we experience life. Cries with tears when we fall down and are hurt as a child. Or cries of tears if our feelings have been hurt. Cries of pain when our bodies hurt, or even worse, when our heart aches. Cries of joy when we've made a best friend or discovered a life mate or finally found our church home. Or being given a blessing that we know we do not deserve. And those cries will grow throughout our lifetime, but they will grow fainter until one day they are just a whisper. And we cry out to our God, "I'm ready. Take me home. Take me home, Lord." And we can be okay with all of this because of a baby who cried so long ago, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. A class of third graders decided they were going to be creative and write and produce their own nativity play. There they were that evening, all the characters in place, Joseph and the shepherds and the angels and the wise men. But where was Mary? Well, back behind the bales of straw, you could hear some moaning and groaning while Mary was in labor. Out onto the stage came a third grader, all dressed out into the white coat, carrying his black medicine bag. And Joseph, animated Joseph, rushed him to the back behind the bales of straw. And after a while, the doctor came out, and in all the third grade drama and integrity he could muster, he announced, "It's a God." For God so loved the world that he came into this world in the form of a son and gave his son that we could all then be sons and daughters of God and live with him forever. That is love. That is the gift. Because the cries in the circle of life don't really come full circle until we finally hear the cry of God, who cries tears of joy when we acknowledge that we love him, when we understand and proclaim that we need him. Like you, this Christmas season, our family has experienced changes from that of last year, like you have. One less Christmas card to send because someone's enjoying their eternal Christmas time. One more place at the holiday table because there's a new relationship, a new child, or a new friend. One more prayer added for a healed illness. One more prayer added for a life saved. And one more hope for a new baby next Christmas. Christmas brings out the best in people, even in the worst of circumstances. My friends, God created you to love Him supremely, but somewhere along the way, you and I may have taken a detour. We may have gotten lost. So through Jesus, He returned to come back for you, even if it was going to take a cross to do it. That baby's cry over 2,000 years ago turned into the cry from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He absorbed our darkness, don't you see, so that we can be nothing but light. So in a few moments, when we raise our candle in honor of the one that all of this is about, we will be bearing the light that simply comes forth from inside. We have come to worship and to praise. And like the visitors on that night so long ago, I invite you to come forward in a few minutes and to pray here at the communion rail. And to commit this night that you too, like those visitors so long ago, will honor the Christ child. So that all will know whom you follow, whom you celebrate by the love that you offer and do so in the name of Christ. Shh. If you listen closely, you can hear the sound of a baby's cry. How will you comfort him? By filling your heart with God's love, by sharing the light of Christ, so that your light may so shine, like Jesus said, that all the world will know that that beacon honors him and guides you. God loves you so much. Don't you understand? He left the perfection of paradise and intentionally came into the chaos here in this world to save us from that which we simply could not save ourselves. The greatest sound of all in Christmas is the sound of God's joy coming through to our hearts, not with a mighty force, not by throwing himself on us, not as a giant boom, but as the scriptures tell us so long ago, with a still, quiet voice, that of a baby's cry. As we prepare to take Holy Communion, take that sound with you as you leave this evening. And when you come, may you cry out at the communion table, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me so much. I need you, and I thank you for giving me the greatest gift in Jesus Christ, my Lord." Amen, and Merry Christmas.
I extend to you the invitation of Holy Communion. This table is not the table of the United Methodist Church. It is not Asbury's table. It is the Lord's table. It is a table of love, and it's open to all. If you prefer gluten wafers, please ask your server. At the conclusion of communion, you will be given a candle, and the pastors will light the first row, and then you will light the candles all the way back through the pews. Okay? Follow with me now into our liturgy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, at this blessed Christmas feast, we give you thanks and praise. You created out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You made us in your image. And though we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory, you love the world so much you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so from suffering and death you raised him to bring us life. Therefore, with the angels who sang glory to you in the highest and peace to people on earth, with your people in all ages, in the whole company of heaven, We join in the song of unending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Truly are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night he offered himself up for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks unto you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." And after the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks unto you, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it as often as you do in remembrance of me." Therefore, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we ask you to accept this, our sacrifice for us, as a living and holy surrender of ourselves, as we say together, "Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again." Send the power of your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ, be one in him, cleansed by his blood, faithfully serve him in the world, and look forward to his coming in the final victory. Through him, in him, and the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
won't you stand and sing Silent Night? On this silent night, go forward in the peace of Christ, sharing his light to the world. Amen.